Hey everybody, Captain Alyssa with Marine Max. And today on Boating Tips, I want to tell you a little bit about tides and how they can affect or influence your time on the water. So we have a number of different types of tides. We'll start with the spring and the neap tide. Now, tides are important, of course, because especially if you're exploring new areas, the water may not be where you think it's going to be, and that may cause you to have some problems with getting where you want to go. Spring and neap tides do happen quite regularly. They're on a full moon or a new moon or no moon at all. And one of the ways that you can keep track of these things is using an app called Tidegraph Pro. This is one of my favorite apps that I use to track tides. And you can pick on any of these beacons around here, and we'll just pick the one closest to us. We're gonna pick Safety Harbor. And as you can see, you've got a crest and a fall. Okay, so the crest is when the water is at its highest, and at its highest today, it was a 3.27 foot tide. That means you've got a lot of water to work with. And then that's gonna fall out until you hit a 0.70 is the low today. So even on a low tide, you still have some water to work with. You wanna start to get nervous when you've got like a negative tide, you see a negative point, whatever, that's when the water is kind of low and you want to be careful. Now, spring tides and neap tides, as I mentioned earlier, a spring tide is a super high tide and a super low tide. So that means that the moon and the earth are in just the perfect orientation that the water is going to come up really, really high. And then on the low, it's going to go out really, really low. You've got that gravitational pull that's going to do that to the water. So spring tides are a pretty good time to boat on high water. Now, the neap tide is when the moon and the earth are in a different orientation and your high tide is not as high and your low tide is not as low. It's kind of like a baby tide. So instead of maybe having a 3 foot tidal swing, you only have a 1.5 foot tidal swing. And what I mean by that is from your crest to your fall, you have 3 feet of water moving. So on a neap tide, you may only have 1.5 feet of water. Now, I know everybody's probably heard of the term king tide. Especially down here in Florida with Idalia, we just had the storm surge with the king tide. Well, what does the king tide mean? King tide is a very special circumstance when we have almost like a supermoon and we have a huge gravitational pull, and that spring tide is even higher than usual. And for fishermen, that's usually when we get a flood tide. That's when the fish start moving into places that they normally wouldn't get to go, and that presents opportunities for fishermen. So there's a lot of different tidal definitions to know, but the easiest thing is to keep track of your Tidegraph Pro app.
So, and speaking of that app and what's on your chart plotters, so the numbers on your chart plotter in the background are mean low, low water marks. So that's averaged out over 19 years. So she was talking about the low tide was going to be a positive 0.7. That means it's going to be 0.7 feet above an average low tide. So there's gonna be a little bit of extra water. Mm-hmm. Winter time, we tend to get the negative tides. The tide gets a little lower. That's where you'll see that minus whatever, which gets below that zero line. So the tides on the apps, the tides on your chart and all that stuff are, like I said, are based out over 19 years. Mm-hmm. That's just on a perfect case scenario where the sun and the moon are gonna be and what the gravitational pull should be.
Yep.
Your weather is gonna influence those. So like she's talking about with that hurricane, we had a heavy southwest wind pushing. The tide came in. It was an exceptionally high tide. So weather's going to change it. You just got to kind of become a meteorologist. You know, you're a boater. You are. That's weather's going to be part of your life. So study up. Take a look. Look at your apps. Look at the weather. Be safe out there. And
we'll see you on the water.
See you guys.